let us come to recommendation model. So what is a recommendation model? It is a machine learning algorithm designed to provide personalized suggestions or recommendation to users based on their past behavior, preferences, purchase history, and interaction with the system. We all know what is a recommendation system. Your OTT platforms, your most of your e-commerce websites all run on the recommendation model. So those are all examples. I think we'll all understand this very clearly. The primary goal of a recommendation model is to enhance user experience, increase engagement, and promote relevant products or content. There are several techniques to build a recommendation model. The choice of the appropriate technique depends on the specific requirements of the recommendation system and the available data. Often a combination of multiple techniques is used to build a robust and accurate recommendation model. The same logic that works in all other models would work here. It is a better likelihood to have a combination of models to get a better recommendation. Now let's look at the various components of a recommendation model. There are multiple, so we start with user data and item data. What is user data? Demographic, historical behavior, purchase history, ratings and interactions with the system. Item data, products, services, content available on the system that can be recommended to users. Attributes like product features, generics, categories and other relevant characteristics. So everything to do with the user comes under user data. Everything to do with the item, it comes under item data. Then we have user item interaction, which is the information about the historical actions taken by the user on specific items such as purchase, ratings, likes, clicks and views. Recommendation engine is the core component responsible for processing user data, item data and interaction to generate personalized recommendations. So basically when I combine user data, item data and the interaction between the two, I use a recommendation engine to get a better recommendation. ML algorithm or machine learning algorithm are employed by the engine to analyze user data, item data and user item interaction and find items used to make accurate recommendations. So the recommendation engine will use nothing but a machine learning algorithm. Recommendation output of the model, which represents the personalized suggestions to the users. The output can be in the form of product list, content suggestions or personalized advertisement. Basically, what is the business objective or the goal of my algorithm or my recommendation model that I want to build? Now, let's discuss the working steps of the recommendation model. Most of the steps are very similar to the acquisition model and the churn model that we did. So we have data collection, data pre-processing, where you clean out the data, you check for the validity of the data, accuracy, integrity of the data. Then you go to feature engineering, which is relevant features that are extracted from the data to represent users. And again, features which are data which is extracted to represent the item. And together they would form a meaningful information to the engine. Then once the feature engineering is done, I would go to model training, which would be nothing but ML algorithms that are trained on the pre-processed data to learn patterns, correlation and preferences between users and items. Similarity and ranking. To train model identifies similarities between users and items based on their characteristics and interaction. It then ranks items based on the similarities to determine the most relevant recommendations for each user. So what does the trained model do? It has now identified what are the patterns, what are the similarities between the users and item based on what are the ways it is interacting, what are the characteristics, and then it basically can now rank other items or recommend items, and then can rank it based on what is the probability that a user might buy a certain item. Personalization. The model represents tailor-made recommendation to each user based on their unique preferences and historical interactions. Recommendation output. The personalized recommendation are presented to users through the application, website or a platform in a user-friendly format. Now, analytic techniques behind recommendation model. Collaborative filtering. What is collaborative filtering? It is one of the most popular techniques used in recommendation systems. It works by analyzing user-item interaction and identifying patterns of co-occurrence or similarities between the users and the items. So basically with collaborative filtering, I'm just trying to understand what is the pattern that exists between the users and the items and what is the similarity or what is the occurrence of that combination happening. So two main types, user-based and item-based collaborative filtering. User-based collaborative filtering, this technique identifies users who have similar preferences and recommends items that are popular amongst those with similar users. It assumes that users who have shown similar interest in the past have similar interest in the future. So it's assuming there's no change in human behavior. So in case there is no, then what he's used in the past, based on that, he will have something similar interest in the future. Item-based collaborative filtering. This technique identifies items that are similar based on user interactions, recommendation items, similar to those a user has already shown interest in. It assumes the users who liked a particular item will also be likely interested in similar items. So that is, so user-based deals with the past and present of the user, and item-based is basically similar items liking. Then we have content-based filtering. What is content-based filtering? Recommends items to the users based on the characteristics of the item and the preferences expressed by the user in the past. It involves analyzing item attributes and using them to create user profiles. Items with attributes similar to the ones the user has shown interest in will be recommended. Matrix factorization. So what is matrix factorization? It is a technique used to uncover latent features or factors that explain the observed user-item interaction. It decomposes the user-item interaction matrix into two lower dimensional matrices representing users and item, and learns latent features from the data. So matrix factorization is often used in collaborative filtering to make prediction based on these latent features. So what are we talking about? We are basically now talking about a matrix, and we put all the features into or factors that are observed into the matrix. So it is basically a matrix that works on the user item interaction, and at the bottom, the two quadrants at the bottom is what we are depicting as users and items. And when you're learning from the data, you're able to make a better recommendation. Deep learning. Deep learning technique, especially neural networks, are employed in recommendation system to identify complex patterns and representation from large amounts of data and item data. For example, recurrent neural networks and short term memory or LSTM networks are used to capture essential user behavior over time. Like I said, deep learning and neural networks talk about having a layer wise approach while breaking down the options or the data into layers and then extracting information from each layer, which is then filtered and given to the next layer. Hybrid approaches. Many recommendation systems, like we discussed previously, combine multiple techniques to improve recommendation accuracy and coverage. Hybrid approaches often leverage both collaborative filtering and content-based filtering to complement each other's strengths and overcome the weaknesses. So we just spoke about collaborating and content-based filtering. I will combine both of them to get my best results, like we just talked about the other models also. Context-aware recommendation. Context-aware recommendation consider additional contextual information such as time, location, user context to tailor recommendation. For example, recommending different products or content based on the user's location or time of the day, where I take the context into picture. Then we have association rule mining, which is basically building associations or relationships. So what is association rule mining? It is used to discover relationship between items that are frequently co-purchased or co-viewed by users. It can be used to recommend items that are likely to be of interest to users based on historical patterns of co-occurrence. So, relationships on the basis of those two items existing to the user and the item existing together. Factorization machines are machine learning algorithms that can handle both sparse data like collaborative filtering and feature-rich data like content-based filtering. They combine linear models with factorization techniques which make them effective for recommendation tasks. So AI and ML algorithms in building recommendation systems are applied to the following stages: data collection and data pre-processing, user profiling, item profiling, collaborative filtering, matrix factorization, deep learning, context-aware filtration, online learning, reinforcement learning, hybrid approaches, evaluation and optimization, and collaborative filtering. Then we come to matrix mix model or MMM. The key purpose of a MMM is to understand how various marketing activities drive the business metric of a product. It is used as a decision-making tool by brands to estimate the effectiveness of various marketing initiatives in increasing ROI. It is affected by the following factors. So we are now looking at a marketing mix model where I talk about combining various marketing activities and driving the product or using a particular metrics to drive the product. So what are those factors? Incremental drivers. Business outcomes generated by marketing techniques like TV and print ads, digital spends, print price discounts, promotion, social outreach, etc. So all these are incremental drivers. Then we have base drivers. Base outcome is achieved without any advertisement. It is due to brand equity built over the years. Base outcomes are usually fixed unless there is any economic or environmental changes. Base drivers are nothing but the base outcome that has to be achieved. Other drivers, there are a subcomponent of baseline factors and that are measured as brand value accumulated over a certain period of time due to long-term impact of marketing activities. So over a period of time, you identify a lot of factors that basically add value to your brand. So what is the benefit of having a marketing mix model? Better allocation of marketing budgets. MMM can be used to identify the most suitable marketing channel, whether it is TV, online, print, radio, etc., to achieve the marketing objectives and get maximum returns. Better execution of ad campaigns. So we saw better allocation of marketing budgets. Now we are saying better execution of ad campaigns, how MMM can help suggest optimal spend levels in highly effective marketing channels to avoid saturation. Then we have business scenario testing, which is again can be achieved through MMMs, which is forecasting business metrics based on planned marketing activities and then simulate various business scenarios like increase in spends by 10%, level of spends required to achieve that 10% lift in the business metric or the increase in spend. So impact of variables on MMM. So which are the variables and how do they affect? So baseline is an any impact achieved independent of marketing techniques. Baselines are influenced by various factors like brand value, seasonality and other marketing factors like GDP, growth rate and consumer sentiment. Determining the baseline outcomes is critical to understand the impact marketing activities are having on the product's performance. Some of the baseline variables that we spoke about earlier are price, distribution, seasonality, and macroeconomic variables. We'll discuss this in more detail. So price. Price is what? Very significant factor in determining the other elements of marketing mix strategy. Price determines the target consumer group as well as the strategy for advertising, promotion, and distribution. Pricing is one of the key factors affecting the marketing mix because pricing communicates the value of the product to the customers and can have a direct impact on the business performance. Obviously, the price plays a very critical role when it comes to the sales. Impact on pricing depends on the elasticity of the product. So what do I mean? We'll see this in the later chapters. If I decrease the price and the sales, so if I decrease the price, say, by about 20%, and that affects or that results in a sales of more than 20%, then it's an elastic product. This could be for seasonality and products like medicines for a particular disease, where irrespective of the price, person has to buy it, is considered as a non-elastic product. So we saw price. Now let's talk about distribution. In MMM, distribution refers to the number of stores or location where the product is available. So distribution is distribution of the product. Number of stock keeping units, assortment and shelf life velocity, that how fast the product is moving. The distribution strategy is influenced by the market structure, the firm's objective, its resources, of course, its overall marketing strategy. Strong distribution chain coupled with targeting business marketing technique directly results in effective business outcomes. Strong assessment for a product enables consumers to have multiple options to actively research and purchase. So when it comes to distribution, and especially one is strong distribution chain, again coupled, if I should have a chain of places where the person can buy the product from, along with that even giving variations in the product, like you get cars at various levels, you get systems at various levels with different RAMs, processors and different screen sizes, basically tells you the assortment and allowing users to buy something that fits their budget and needs. Seasonality refers to the variations that occur in a periodic manner. Seasonal opportunities are enormous and are the most commercially critical times of the year. For example, major share of happen around holiday season, festival sales. So you have Dussehra, Diwali, Christmas, New Year, winter and summer sales based on the season. And we come to the last option, which is the macroeconomic variables. What are they? They greatly influence and enhance their marketing strategies. Understanding of macro factors like GDP, unemployment rate, what is the purchasing power, growth rate, inflation and consumer sentiment is very critical, as these factors are not under the control of the businesses but substantially impact them. If the GDP goes down for an electronic item, the sales might go down. Unemployment rate goes down, again electronic item might see a decline in the sales. So even though they are not related to the business, they affect the business in a very large manner. What are the incremental variables on MMM? Three categories: ATL, BTL and TTL. ATL is above the line, BTL is below the line and TTL is through the line. So let's first understand what is ATL or above the line marketing. ATL advertising consists of advertising activities that are largely non-targeted, have a wide reach. The primary objective of ATL activities is to help in brand building and to create consumer awareness and familiarity. Examples: television advertising, radio advertising, print advertising, machine and newspaper, product placement, cinema and theaters. So above the line, these are all above the line activities which do not have a targeted audience or the traditional modes of advertising or marketing. What are the advantages? Firstly, it is tailored to reach a massive audience, so it is more of quantity over quality. Secondly, it is more suited for creating awareness. Thirdly, creates a long-term brand building. BTL marketing, which is below the line marketing. What is BTL advertising? Often called as direct marketing strategy, consists of very specific, memorable and direct advertising activities focused on target groups of consumers. BTL strategy focuses more on conversion than on building the brand. So you can almost say almost the opposite of ATL. Examples: so sales promotion, discounts, social media marketing, direct email marketing campaigns, in-store marketing events, and conferences. What are the advantages? It is specifically targeted towards individual customers. Secondly, it drives immediate impact. And thirdly, BTL marketing ensures campaign effectiveness and conversions because it is meant for conversions. Then we have TTL, through the line marketing. Through the line advertising involves the use of both ATL and BTL marketing strategies. The recent consumer trend in the market requires an integration of both ATL and BTL. That means I want to build the brand also and I want to look at sales conversion also. So combining both of those strategies give you better results. Examples of TTL activities include 360 degree marketing, such as campaigns developed with the vision of brand building, as well as conversion and digital marketing, digital ads and videos. Impact of other variables on the marketing mix model. What are the impacts? First group is competition. Keeping a close eye on the competition is key to maintaining company brand's edge. Competition among them can either be direct or indirect. Direct competitors are business that have the same product offerings, that is Apple iPhone, acting as a direct competition to Samsung Galaxy, which we all know. Indirect competition is competitors are those who don't offer a similar product but meets the same need in an alternative, that is Amazon Kindle and a paperback book are indirect competition, as well as they are substitutes of each other. Long-term impact is the first is a halo impact. Consumers' favoritism towards a product from a brand because of positive experiences they have had with other products from the same brand. So it is a halo effect, can be seen as a measure of brand strength and brand loyalty. So customers favor Apple iPad tablets based on their positive experience with Apple iPhones, or it could be vice versa. Cannibalization effect, which is also very important. It refers to the negative impact on a product from a brand because of the performance of other products from the same brand. This mostly occurs in cases where brands have multiple products in similar categories. For example, a consumer's favoritism towards iPads can cannibalize MacBook sales, or a Samsung tablet could eat up the Samsung phone and the fold models that are there. In marketing mix model, base variables and incremental variables of other products of the same brand are tested to understand the halo and the cannibalizing impact on the business outcome of the product under consideration. So I can use the MMM to even identify what is the halo effect or what is the cannibalizing effect. Emerging new variables. So new platforms are emerging where brands engage with customers. They also used to lose marketing mix elements to be accounted for. So product market trend or product trend is key in driving the baseline outcome of the product and understanding the consumer demand for the product. So baseline will help you understand the consumer demand. Product launches. Marketers if invest carefully to position the new market into the plan and plan marketing strategies both the new launch, which is planned well in advance. Events and conferences. Brand look for opportunities to build relationship with prospective customers and promote their product through events and conferences. Behavior metrics. Variables like touch points, online behavior metrics, and repurchase rate provide deeper insights into customers for businesses. Social metrics, brand reach or recognition on social platforms like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, blogs, Instagram, and forums can be measured through indicative metrics like followers, page views, comments, views, subscription, and the other social media. I'm not getting too much into this because social metrics is also social media analysis is also one of the chapters. So we'll discuss more of that in this. Then types of analysis. We basically have two. One is univariate, which is one variable, and bivariate, which is multiple or two variables. Primarily used to describe the data gained from marketing mix elements and find patterns that exist between them. These patterns could be explained with central tendency, which is your mean median, dispersion, what is the dispersing, minimum maxing, quartiles, and standard deviation. So univariate talks about identify the relationship that the variable exhibits with the dependent variable. What is it used for? Analyze patterns in the data. Higher discounts are provided only during holiday periods. Identify the possibility of creating new variables. That is, there's a clear difference in discounts offered during the holiday periods and in discounts offered at non-holiday periods. Two separate discount variables could be created, and identification of any outliers in the data. So now we go on to bivariate analysis. What is bivariate? It's an analysis to understand the relation between two different variables among the marketing mix elements in MMM. Bivariate helps us to identify the key variables that exhibit a good relationship between the with the dependent variable. Identify the type of relationship that the variable exhibits with the dependent variable. So what are we doing? First, we are going to identify the key variables that have a good relationship with the dependent. Understand, going back to what I reiterated earlier in the chapter, when I talk about dependent variable, I am talking about the target variable. And what is the relationship that exists between these key variables and the target or the dependent variable? Types of bivariate. So we have numerical variable, numerical categorical, and categorical. So like the name suggests, relationship between two numerical variables could be visualized using scatter plots and line charts. Numerical and categorical can be done with a line chart or a combination chart where you can see two variables together. And third is categorical. How will you visualize that? Stack column or a combination chart. So wherever there is a categorical variable, I can use a combination chart.